Should I start?
No, I'll do it.
Okay, it's always like, who's gonna go? We need to like things that say, you're cute.
I can never decide if we should keep this awkward stuff in or edit it out.
What awkward stuff?
At the beginning.
Oh, yeah, I think that's whenever I hear our first podcast, I'm like, oh, geez. You know, it's like me laughing like a freaking hyena. It's like, that's a way to greet someone in the morning.
Okay, so this is Anthony is my squirrel, aka Liz, and we are here with the second episode of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles.
Yep, and I'm Zombies Around This Town, aka Brittany. I almost forgot my name there for a second. And we've got a special guest.
Yay!
Is this where I say hello?
It sure is.
Okay, I'm Oxygen and Cucumber, aka Freya Block. Yeah.
Nice.
Random.
All right. So it looks like the first thing we're doing is listener questions and stuff.
Yeah, so we got a message from Angel 2882, who agrees with me that thinks Lime is a girl on girl and a guy on guy.
Well, fine.
But Oxygen and Cucumber, she went and looked it up, which was probably like the smartest thing anyone could do. So we found out it's more like foreplay.
Yes! Ha! I'm so proud of myself.
You should be.
Okay, so questions for our lovely guest, Oxygen and Cucumber. When did you start writing?
Well, like at school and stuff, I just write because we had to. And I'd always come out with these rubbish stories about my family and, yeah, rubbish stuff like that. So I guess when everybody else started.
And when did you first get into fan fiction?
Like 2 years ago. Just cause I started reading like fan fiction and stuff, so it made me want to write my own. So yeah.
All right, Brittany, your turn to ask a question.
So what genre do you prefer?
Angst, definitely.
Everyone loves angst.
How could you not?
People dying, it's like, yes.
Yeah, that's same with me. Like my mom's like, Brittany, are you depressed? I'm like, no, I just enjoy reading it. Something's wrong. Take me to therapy. My brain's broken.
Right, so as a reviewer of a few of your stories, I have a question. Why cookies?
Cookies. I don't really know. I just like them in general. And I
Have
guess
some
it
cookies.
was a good motivation tool because people like cookies, so
Who doesn't like cookies?
I don't
For
know.
people who don't know, Oxygen and Cucumber offers cookies to all of her reviewers.
I never got a cookie. Where's my cookie?
I
I
got
actually got
cookies.
someone I got someone who gave me their address to like send them some cookies.
That'd be fun to, you know, just like make personal cookies.
Yeah,
Like
that's been the
spell out your name and cookies, and you know, she'll be like, there you go. You got some cookies.
Okay, so you've written a lot of stuff, and I had a quick question. What was probably your favorite story to write?
My favorite story. I like In That Moment. I'm not entirely sure why. Probably because it's a lot of angst. So, yeah, that's my favorite one probably.
All right.
Most people would think I'd say Red, but
Haven't read that. I'm kind of like, I don't read anything really. I'm really just like too lazy. Like, I'm not, like, you know, it's weird. Like, I could sit here all day and do nothing, but yet I can't sit and read something.
Yeah.
Got
I think
issues.
I'm usually good for about maybe 4 hours in a row tops, and then if I don't stop, my brain will explode.
Yeah.
too much LCD lighting.
Yeah, my eyes start to hurt after, so I have to, like, go and, like, try to take a nap with my eyes shut for hours until I can see again without having to burn and crying.
Okay, so I know this is probably very awkward, but I have another question for you.
Okay.
Do you have, like, I know I sort of get stories backed up when I'm working on something, like the next story I want to work on, so anything currently in your brain's queue?
Do you mean, like, stuff I may write in the future?
Yeah.
Not really, because I'm, like, writing 6 stories at the moment, so that takes up most of my brain.
I would imagine.
I don't really have much room for more.
Same here.
See, now I can be... My muse has ADHD and is on drugs. I don't know which ones, but I can be working on, like, 4 stories at the same time and have a notebook full of things I'm going to work on at some point. I have problems focusing.
See, like, my biggest enemy is writer's block.
I hate
it with a passion.
Yeah.
See, I don't get writer's block. Like, if I actually sit down in front of a computer with the document open, I'm fine, but it's getting myself to sit down and open the document. Like, sometimes I just can't do it.
I have those problems. I'm just sitting here, I'm like, words, come to me.
Yeah. Like, I write a sentence and then I read it and it sounds so rubbish.
Yeah. All right, so Brittany, your turn.
So let's go talk about the Immortal Cookie Awards. Yum, okay. I want an immortal cookie. You can eat it and it never goes away.
Yes, our immortal cookie and our golden chocolate.
Our snacks, our beloved snacks.
And the golden Twilight Apple.
Like, I swear it's green.
It's gold, Brittany.
I see green, okay? It's not gold enough. I want to see the shine and the, you know, like, here's, like, take this gold and buy whatever you want. All I see is a green apple just taunting me. So, yeah. So what are the immortal cookies about?
It's basically for stories that don't really get a lot of recognition. Because, like, you must have read, like, heaps of stories out there that you think are so good, and then you look at the review count and it's, like, 10. So.
Yeah. That happens a lot. I'm like, how good does this person not have so many reviews?
Yeah, I know.
Makes me insane. I just want to be, like, 20 different people and keep reviewing for them.
I did that once, actually.
That's cool.
I logged out of my account and I just sent them those reviews. I was really bored. So, yeah.
So how does voting work? That's one thing that I'm kind of curious about, because you're, like, doing points and stuff.
Well, it's not really voting. Like the readers don't vote. We have, like, 6 judges, and they mark the stories out of, it's 50. And they have 5 points that they mark stories out of. And so it's, like, the first one's grammar, the second one's plot structure, third one's how, like, canon it is, the category, so whether it fits into best romance or something. The fourth one is believability, and the fifth one is, like, presentation and layout of the story. And then the ones with the best, like, overall marks, like, win, basically.
That sounds really cool.
It freaks me out, because my story is nominated. I'm going to be like, oh, crap. I, like, went through it and re-edited it and, like, made sure everything was spelled right. And I'm just like, uh-oh.
Brittany, you're nominated for everything.
I am. No, not, I'm not really nominated for everything. I only have, like, 5 nominations. Well, not 5 nominations, but, like, 5 award whatever, mabobbers.
There's so many award things now, though.
Yeah, ever since the Twilight Awards died,
I know, like, something I kind of feel bad because I kind of restarted it all. I, like, started the flame. It's like, well, it was actually a Liz and Demi. You guys are like, made yours. And I was like, oh, that kind of looks cool. So I made mine. Next thing I know, 2000 are popping up. And I'm like, oh, crap. This is my fault. I'm going to go slit my wrist.
Some virus of Twilight Award.
Yeah. Who knows? But they're like, I think there was a new one like that just came up not that long ago. I just kind of hate it. Sometimes, like, I just want to, like, leave, so, hey, nobody, like, you know, I just, like, leave it be, but I'm like, there's too many people that are out there already nominated and like it.
Yeah.
So I gotta put them first before me.
See, now, if we could just combine a bunch of them into one sort of mega award site, then it wouldn't be too bad, but...
Go away! That's my nephew. He's like, I want to listen to that. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a little cutie. He's annoying, but he's cute.
He sounds adorable.
Are you adorable, Alex? Ah, he shook his head no. Are you pretty? Ah, no, sometimes he'll shake his head yes. But he's like, I'm a princess. I'm a princess. And he's like, you're a kid. He's so funny. Kids. You want him? You could have him. Nah, I'm just kidding. No, give me that. Get out of here. It's tape. Let me stick it on your face. There you go. Well, then go throw it away. You want me to put it on? Okay. Okay, sorry. Distraction. Okay, go watch your shows. Look, it's a zebra. Go watch the zebra. Where were we? The awards, yeah, huh? So, what else is going on over there? Like, you know, like, I think I noticed you, like, have some other things going on, but...
What do you mean?
I actually really have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just trying to relive the conversation. I'm trying. But, yeah, so, should we move on, or do you have anything else to say about it?
Not really.
Okay, so, who's your favorite Edward? Out of, like, Dark
Horse. What are we choosing?
What?
Well, I don't know what a Bedwood is. So.
I don't know what one is either, but I could have sworn I've seen it somewhere. I know there's, like I found out there's a sweater ward. It's, like, Ned Ward that wears sweaters all the time. My beta was, like, yeah, I have a sweater ward. And I was like, oh, cool. Whatever that is.
Personally,
I have a favorite one.
So do I. Okay. I'm a huge fan of Darkward and Stockward.
Darkward. I can pronounce his name without it being an Ed in front of it. I have issues.
Yeah, like, I'm actually currently, I'm so in love with it, I'm writing a Darkward story right now.
Sweet. My favorite is a Gelward.
What, like,
he's
Gelward?
In prison, and he's like, he's pretty kind of badass and stuff. Is that your tattoo? Congratulations. So proud of his tattoo.
I don't really have a favorite.
Well, then what's your favorite story?
Favorite story? I have loads. Favorite stories?
Let's give us one.
Okay, have you read Vampire in the Basement?
Oh, yes. I'm so in love with that.
Yeah, that's good.
It's actually on my to-read list. I have not yet read it.
I don't have to-read list. I just read.
I'm going through the Indie Twyfic nominations right now, so there's a bunch of stuff being added to my to-read list. Speaking of Indie Twyfics, go vote for my story.
Is it voting now?
Yeah, it's in voting.
Oh, sweet. Me.
So it's called Coincidence, and it's nominated for Best All-Human Alternate Universe Work in Progress, despite the fact that I just have to write an epilogue and it's finished.
Really? I'm glad I'm still reading it. I read 5 chapters a day and then take a break.
And you review all of them, which I appreciate.
I do. I always review. Well, I don't always review. That'd be a lie. But I mean, you know, I usually always review. If they don't
usually
have, like,
always.
Usually always. Which is, you know. That's my little getting bored and singing along. Because I'm super cool like that.
Alright, so can anyone think of anything else we can do? Or is this just going to be a little short guest episode?
I don't know. I feel like we need to do something, but I just, you know, can't really come up with anything.
We could do a section where we say random stuff about ourselves so that they can get to know us more as people.
Yeah, you're the guest. We should be, like, talking about you and being, like, give you the halo spotlight, you know, with the angel wings and the chorus in the background. I don't know what I just said, but let's go with it.
Okay.
All right, so, Austin and Cucumber.
Yeah?
Freya.
Yeah?
What to ask. Canon or non-canon?
Canon.
Brittany, how about you?
You know, I'm actually really into anything except for their... Well, I don't know, I guess canon. I guess, you know, there's nothing wrong with same. Normal.
Although, I don't like Jacob and Renesmee.
I don't really either.
I think I would if she wrote a book about it when they were older. But right now it's just a little creepy.
Yeah, it's like he's in love with Bella and then he falls in love with her kid.
It's just kind of like sick and, you know, he needs to go to prison for that. Isn't that like pedophile?
In a world without supernatural beings, you and I would be together. But since we are supernatural, I'm going to get with your daughter.
Yeah, it's pretty sick, you know. But like, you know, it's like it was just yesterday that you were having sex fantasies about me. Now it's my daughter. That's just awkward.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think part of what makes it weird is we don't really quite understand how imprinting works. Like, I really don't think it's sexual at this point, but everyone just sort of automatically assumes it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's gonna be like sexual until she like starts giving feelings back.
Yeah. It's still creepy.
I just feel like it was too convenient. Like, that's my only problem with it.
Like, Breaking Dawn, like, everything was... It was, like, almost too perfect.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like,
I wanted
Charlie
to see...
Charlie was with Sue or something? Did that happen?
Did anyone else feel like that's why Billy and Charlie were fighting over Sue Clearwater, or was that just me?
I never got that vibe.
Yeah.
I just figured they were fighting because he was keeping secrets and...
Nah, I think it was over Sue Clearwater. I really do.
That could be it. I'm gonna have to reread it one day. I can't read the Twilight Saga anymore. I just can't. I try, but it's like,
It's such a big deal now, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of surprised at how huge it's gotten. And I feel like, well, all you people who are just here because of the movie, I was here first, and I'm a real fan, so you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, so, is anyone besides me a huge fan of alternate universes, or...
I'm, like, used to them. I think that's kind of, like, pretty much all I really ever get into. Go away!
Is that, like, when they're set in, like, medieval times?
Or, that can be it, or Bella and Edward meet under different circumstances.
They're on the china closet! God, sorry, my brothers. Nah.
Or, like, Bella and Edward meet under all different circumstances, or something different happens at some point. It's just anything that isn't exactly like the books, pretty much.
I like, because like I hate when people like they're gonna do like an all you universe, but they like use things already from the book, and it's like I already know what's gonna happen. I don't want to reread it.
Yeah.
See, now, I'm okay with that as long as they do it creatively. Like, it can sort of follow the same outline. Like, if it's an all-human story, it can sort of follow the same basic outline as Twilight, as long as it's interesting and engaging and different. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So I'm trying to vote for you, but I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't. I can't find it anywhere, and I'm just like, okay.
I will help you later.
Okay, that works too. Just having issues. So, awkward silences.
Yes.
Well, that wasn't that awkward, but it was a silence, so.
It was a silence.
A silent silence.
I can't whistle. It's really annoying.
Really?
Yeah.
That's weird. I think I tried, like, so hard to do it. I was just, like, sitting here all day just trying to whistle. And I finally got it down after days of practice. Now I still suck at it, but I can do it.
I can only whistle under certain circumstances and certain notes. It's very bizarre.
I can't whistle notes. I just whistle whatever, like, whatever, how deep a breath I take, that's how much it comes out or whatever. I think I was just actually humming the Mario theme. That's lovely. Oh, I haven't even, like, heard that in a while.
Alright, so, unless someone can think of something very intelligent and engaging to talk about in the next 60 seconds, I'm voting that we close this up.
Who's your favorite author?
Who's that question for?
You. Maybe I should have put a name on it.
I don't have a favorite author.
You don't? Not anyone you prefer, or anyone that always, you know, like, tickles your pickle? I don't know, I just made that up, but another thing we'll have to go with.
I always like Bronze Head Girls 620 stories. They're always really good.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've heard of her.
Bronze Head Girls 620?
Oh, wait, yes, I have. But all I heard was a 620, and after that, I was just like, I'm okay. But, yeah, I actually haven't read her stuff either. Like, I think I've tried, but I get really intimidated by good authors, and so I'm like, back away, you'll be safe, just go to your emo corner and in a fetal position, and you'll be okay.
See, now, my thing is, if a story has a ridiculous number of reviews, I'm too intimidated to review. Like,
same
all
here.
These people are writing these long, epic reviews that must be so wonderful, and I'm just gonna say three things I liked about the chapter, and please update.
Yeah, that's the only time I don't review, is that they have a lot of reviews, and I'm like, no. Because most, obviously, they're not... I like people who reply back to my reviews. It makes me feel good. Like, I always reply, but I know them, they're not gonna reply, so I'm gonna be like, how do I even know if they really care about my input? So, you know, I just don't even really try.
I don't do review replies because, frankly, I'm too lazy, but I love each and every one of my reviews, and I tell them that in my author's notes, so I feel less guilty about it.
Like, I can't give shout-outs because then I feel bad for, like, maybe not including someone. Mm. But I'm just like, I love everyone. Everyone is everyone.
See, I love seeing my name in an author's note. I don't know what it is.
Me too. I got one in Golden Moon, and I was like, oh! Because, like, there was barely, like, any of it, and, you know, it was pretty awesome. Shoutouts are the best.
They are. This is Of Adrenaline Junkies and Crooked Smiles signing off with the end of our second episode.